Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Melissa DePriest, Program Director for the Field and Institute for Lifelong Learning at Indian River State College. The Institute is designed for those 50 and over who are interested in exploring shared topics of interest in a college atmosphere. The Institute will be hosting a series of 5 open houses at the various IRSC campuses in October. Melissa, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thanks for having me, Drew. I'm happy to be here.
For those who aren't familiar with the program, this is really just learning for the joy of learning, isn't
Absolutely.
It? How do you decide what to offer?
So the wonderful thing about our program and our curriculum is that it really is something that we look to our membership to help steer us in the right direction. All of our peer leaders, which is what we call our instructors, are volunteers. So many of these folks have spent their lifetime in a variety of professions, and now they are willing to share that experience and knowledge with us. Everything that we do, obviously the focus is education, but we also like to put fun in it as well.
And how many courses will you typically offer in a year?
Typically, each season, we have about 50 different courses for folks to choose from, spread across the 4 counties that we serve. And because our peer leaders are volunteers, the courses that we are able to offer in each county varies. But we like to put together a wide variety of things for people to choose from.
And how long will a course typically last?
The average course is about 4 sessions. Some are longer with, 8 or 9 sessions. Some are shorter, maybe just a one-time lecture. And we'll talk about our lecture series, of course. But they do range based on the topic. But the average course is about 4 sessions.
I'm speaking today with Melissa DePriest, the Program Director for the Field and Institute for Lifelong Learning at Indian River State College. Do people become members or do they do the courses a la carte?
We are a membership-based program, and our annual membership is $50 a year, and then the courses would have a nominal fee associated with the materials. An art course, there's going to be a lot of materials that we need to purchase for the students. But we do have a non-member pricing option for someone who may be new to the area or new to the program who says, I just want to kind of see what this is all about. I don't want to have to join at a membership level yet.
And you're going to be having a series of open houses. I believe the first will be October 3rd in Vero Beach.
Yes, we're looking forward to that. And then we trickle through the other counties throughout the next 2 weeks.
And we'll have a link to the Field and Institute on our website so you can see exactly where it will be in your area. Tell me about your distinguished lecture series this year.
Yes, we're very excited about the lecture series. The lecture series is really the signature piece of our program. That encompasses 5 lectures a season. We start the first lecture every year, always in December, and then once a month through April. They are always on Thursdays. We do them in 2 locations in the same day, so folks throughout the counties that we serve have an option of at least 1 location that's close to them. We have, I think, 5 really exciting topics. So if you're interested in kind of some of these hyperviruses, superbugs that are going around, we have a gentleman who spent most of his career with the World Health Organization and the Center for Disease Control. And so he'll kick off our lecture series in December with the wondrous world of microbes, the good, the bad, and the not so ugly. So there is a positive to that. Yeah. We also look forward to our January lecture. We have a gentleman who's going to talk about what's going on at Washington and also at our state level with healthcare. Then in February, we have Dr. Jonathan Keller, who will update us on some stem cell research, talking about promises and challenges. And then in March, we have Dr. Judith Bilski, the future of higher education in Florida. And then April 12th, our last lecture of the season, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, and she'll be speaking about medical marijuana. Is the cannabis dragon really magical? So all
great
hot
title.
Topics. Yes. And she's wonderful. She served as a peer leader for us last season. She flew down to give a lecture to our members on supplements, and they loved her. So we're so happy that we're having her back this year as a part of the lecture series.
I've been speaking today with Melissa DePriest, the Program Director for the Field and Institute for Lifelong Learning at Indian River State College. We'll have a link to the Institute as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Melissa, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thanks for having me, Drew.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.